Now it's exactly the fiqh of the fasting, and this is very important for all of us, because among the Muslim community there is violation. We need to clear it inshallah ta'ala together. Brother inshallah, we need to participate in a halaqa. Come with us here in the front inshallah to get the reward inshallah. Join us in a halaqa here inshallah ta'ala. You are surrounded by angel inshallah. Try to join the class inshallah. We have a question today about the journey, traveling. As you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleared in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whoever will be in illness, situation, or in journey, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Idda, it means sometimes after the month of Ramadan, you repeat it before the second Ramadan. For those who are illness, for those who are in journey. But we have like, it's very complicated topic. Some of the Muslim today say, you know, I have the bus, it's air conditioning, bus, is a plane, is air conditioning. It's a train is air conditioning, my car is air conditioning, and I don't suffer before. Those before, they have the mule and the donkey. They travel from place to another place through the donkey and a mule, and in a desert, and there is no water in the desert. So shall we be exactly the same thing? It will be again implementing the same thing for those who are living this generation with technology and with all this kind of transportation. What is the Islamic Sharia say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not specify some people. It's open, general, for everybody. Even if you're going to go and you travel, or you take your car for 2-3 hours and you drive exactly for the end of New Jersey, we'll tell you how far is it, should be. You'll be included. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you rukhsa. The rukhsa, it means permit to eat and to repeat after the month of Ramadan. Those who are illness, those who are in illness, those who are in journey. So you have right to eat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the end of the ayah, وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And if you fast, it will be better for you if you know the rewards. The best thing, my brother, you don't imagine exactly when you fast is the day in the month of Ramadan. Allah will gather all the angels. قَالَ يَا مَلَائِكَتِي, O my angels, be witness that my servant make the fasting for me. Be witness my angels, they are forgive all their sins. I accepted their fasting and I elevated them to a very highest level of the righteousness and the taqwa in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. This is the base. But we need to exactly to clear it a little bit. In journey amongst us work like a drivers. Some Muslim here, they ask me the question, they have the taxi cab, he work like a driver or a limousine or name it, gypsy car, whatever it is. And they traveling, they take the shift like 12 hours, 14 hours, maybe 18 hours, a brother he work, mashallah, and he go all over the city. Shall we give him a permission to eat in the month of Ramadan? He has a rukhsa, this permit to eat. This is a question we need to ask, because a lot of people, or it's only for those who travel outside of the city for certain miles. From Al-Lajna Da'ima, they make like a big conference from scholar from all over the world. They hold the scholars, they're meeting one in Saudi Arabia and one in Pakistan. They may have a big meeting, more than 600 scholars. They gather to answer these questions. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they have the mule and donkey. But today we have like exactly the car is very comfortable. You could drive your car for 6 hours and you never get tired. The reason Allah give permit because you will be thirsty when you travel. You will be hungry when you travel. It will be hard for you when you travel. So the answer is, if anybody is resident and work in a city like a taxi cab or limousine or anything like that, he has no rukhsa, no permit to break his fast, and he has to what? Fast for the resident. If you work in New Jersey, you will be a resident. If you live in New Jersey, you will be a resident. And you work in New Jersey, you will be a resident. If you work in exactly the city and your place, your place in the city also, you will be also a resident. So there is no any permission for those to eat in the month of Ramadan because he has to fast. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? You drive the car. But the Lajna Daima, the conference, the scholar, they said only when you travel from the city to another state or another city and you work, that's your career, you work like a driver between the states, between the city and the city. And the condition is, as the ulama said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam originally said that traveling, he make it clearly for us, all of us, safarun bi yawmin wa layla, to travel day and night together, combine it day and night, that is your permit, rukhsa, in order to break your fast. And some number of the sahaba, they make it less than that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said three farsakhs, and this is a measurement that time. Farsakh, it's mean equal to our generation, like a 50 miles. If you travel for 50 miles, you take in your car, you take the train, you take whatever, and you drive more, or you take any transportation, and will take more than 50 miles, you are allowed, which equal to 80 kilos. 60, I believe, 60 miles, something like this. 60, it will be equal to 83, 85 miles. That is the base. If you travel less than that, you have no rukhsa, you have no permit to eat. There is evidence and the riwayah from Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu arda, anna Ibn Umar kana yuqsiru fi salah wa yaftur fi aqalli min thalik. Less than that, if the son of Umar ibn Khattab is a great scholar for this ummah, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So he used to make qasr in the salah for 3 miles. And he used to make it break the fast less than the day and night. Therefore, there is another opinion to say it's not necessary to be like 50, 60 miles, but the majority of the ulama, the conference, they said clearly it's 60 miles, inshallah, 55 to 60 miles, you will break your, you have a right in Islam to eat, inshallah ta'ala, even if you take a car with an air conditioning or the train or air condition, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear it in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَمَنْ كَامَ, whoever amongst you, مَرِيضًا, ill or sick, or in journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in general. He did not say the transportation in the ayah. It's open for everybody, inshallah ta'ala. So we clear about the traveling, clear about the journey. That's what we need. Yes, sir.
Do you have to eat, or are you still allowed to fast?
You have allowed, I'm coming. So this is in general. Let's check about the sunnah, what happened. Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu wa arda, in Sahih Hadith in Bukhari wa Muslim. قال سافرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة في رمضان. أنس حضرة أنس بن مالك. He says we travel with the messenger of Allah in the month of Ramadan to fight for the cause of Allah. غزوة, detachment, battle. We travel with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the month of Ramadan. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he clear, قال منا الصائم ومنا المفطر. منا الصائم ومنا المفطر. From amongst us, some people fast. Amongst us, some people eat. And when exactly the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم exactly to give them the job to do to prepare for these battles, those who are fast, those who are eating, they did not fast. They did better than those who are fasting. Right? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet, he said, answer that. قال نعم ما فعل المفطرون أو جزى الله المفطرون أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah reward those who eat, because there is something when you meet the enemy in the battlefield, you need to be exactly strong or weak. Strong. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم give a credit for those. So we have a purpose here, the battlefield. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he give a reward for those who eat in order to carry and to be strong, and they did double than those who are fasting. So we know the battlefield now. Let's talk another hadith. The second hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu an al-Sahabati ajma'in. Al-Hadith in Sahih Muslim wa al-Imam Ahmad wa al-Tirmizi. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he said, we travel with the Prophet to Mecca. From Medina to Mecca. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know, they will go to open Mecca Islamically. You know that. They open Mecca Islamically. I believe this was in order when he saw the dream that he performed Umrah. So when he reaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the border of Mecca, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night time before, قال أفطروا وتزودوا. تزودوا, it means to power. Eat tomorrow and have exactly your energy in order exactly if in case if something fighting will be happen, so you will be strong. So this is hadith from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu arda. There is another hadith for Jabir ibn Abdullah. He said, we travel with the messenger of Allah, and كان منا الصائم ومنا المفطر. Some of us became fasting, and some of us eat. قال ولم يعب على بعضنا الآخر. We did not complain, or we did not exactly bother each other. I am faster, I am better than you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted both of the conditions. Therefore, to answer the question, Islamic Sharia according to the fiqh give you option. If you want to eat, you could eat. There is no obligation for you to eat. You must fast, my dear brothers. No, there's nothing like that. You have the choice to eat and to break your fast, or you have the choice to what? Fasting, because Allah clear it in the ayah. So it's clear for everybody, it's upon you. Because I remember again, Allah said in the end of the ayah, وَأَنْتَ صُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And if you fast, it's better for you. If you know the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. But you have right in Islam, there is no sense to eat in the travel, and the destination should become average. Huh? How many miles? About 55 to 60 miles. That is the destination you could eat, alhamdulillah, because Allah doesn't like to carry difficulty or to be in punished exactly because of the journey. Allah, he cleared it in the ayah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So this is what cleared it, walhamdulillah. Now, so we said, if anybody come and said, and I'm a taxi cab working in the city and I work 12 hours a day, does he have the permission to go and eat? La. There's no nothing like that, because you are working, I work. Some people work in a construction and they fast, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because that, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them double reward because they are working. And some people, they receive the month of Ramadan, I cannot work, let me sit. He sit the whole day and sleep the whole day to make it the short. And when you wake up for the Maghrib, so brother exactly sleep after the dhuhr and wake up by the Maghrib time, alhamdulillah, I'm fasting. Ya akhi, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carry this difficulty to feel exactly to have the reward inshallah ta'ala from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thing inshallah ta'ala, I want to exactly go. Some of the women, birth control. Women, sometimes they take in the beginning of the month of Ramadan tablets of birth control in order to avoid to have the menses. The woman, she doesn't like to lose 1 month. I mean 1 week or 10 days. So she take tablets in advance in the beginning of the month of Ramadan in order to keep herself the whole month fasting. What is the Islamic Sharia said about that? No, ya akhi. We tell him, sister, that is exactly rukhsa. Again, permit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want you to be in this situation. Want you to be exactly in ministrations. Want you to eat in the month of Ramadan in this period of time, because it's the blood when it came from the woman, it's good healthy for the woman. If the woman, she hold the blood, it may cause some damage for her body or any other disease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, you are permitted not to pray in the time of the ministrations, and you don't have to repeat it. But if you have the menses or after birth, so you are commanded to repeat it after the month of Ramadan, 7 days, 1 week, 5 days. It depends how the woman, she has a menstruation. Some woman, she has it less, some woman has it long. So clear about this, inshallah ta'ala. So anyone his wife or any mother or anything, they take a tablet, they learn fear Allah, stop to take that because Allah wants you to be in this situation, to be healthy, and he gives you permission to eat. There is nothing. What about the woman, in order to, for the sister also? The woman, she has a period. And then after that, in the middle of the month, in the middle of the day, she became pure. Asbahat tahira. She became pure at the time, and after Fajr, after she ate and she knows herself, so I'm going to eat today. After Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, whatever it is. What the sister she has to do? Right away she has to take a shower and purify herself and to stop the food. To continue after that to stop until the Maghrib time, inshallah. This is the most authentic from the ulama, the scholar, to hold herself, not to continue exactly right, exactly the same like fasting. Woman again became pure from the blood or the menstruations in the daytime of the fasting. So what happened is, so if you for example for Dhuhr, at the time of Dhuhr, blood stop, go to take a shower, come back again, shall she has to pray or she said no, the rest of the day I'm not gonna pray? Huh? Tell me, she has to pray or she gonna exclude to continue the day without praying? Same thing with fasting, inshallah. This is one of the pillars in Islam. She has to hold herself until, inshallah, ta'ala, the Maghrib time. That's clear for all of us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, last one, perfume. Shall we say the perfume or keep it for tomorrow? Because we promised you tonight. You need to leave? I will leave it, inshallah, ta'ala. Leave it for tomorrow, inshallah, ta'ala. Because this, I know this is going to open a lot of arguments because of the perfume. Because there is ikhtilaf, difference between the scholars. So I will keep it, inshallah, ta'ala, for tomorrow. I ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept all our fasting, our qiyam, our sadaqat, inshallah, ta'ala. Allahumma taqabbalna fi ibadak as-salihin. Allahumma taqabbal minna siyamana, wa taqabbal minna qiyamana, wa taqabbal minna ruku'ana, wa taqabbal minna sujudana, wa taqabbal minna ya rabbal alamin sadaqatina, wa taqabbal minna a'maluna ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ya mujibad du'a ya arhamar rahimin. Ij'al a'tiq riqabana minan nar fi shahrika al-karim. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar fi shahrika al-karim. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika minan nar wa ma yuqarrib ilayha min 'amalin wa qawl. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min عذاب القبر. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احصرنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفر واجعلنا المتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لأموات المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لأموات المسلمين وادخلهم الجنة مع الأبرار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لأخواننا في باكستان وفي إنديا وكشمير وشيشان وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبلهم يا رب في الشهداء. اللهم تقبلهم في الشهداء يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم احرسهم يا عينك يا رب العالمين. اللهم صبر اهليهم يا ارحم الراحمين. قد صبر والصلوان على اهليهم يا ارحم الراحمين. وطعم الجائع منهم يا ارحم الراحمين. واكسوا العاري منهم يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اعف عنا عن سيئاتنا واغفر لنا خطايانا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير فور لسننج. Give it inshallah ta'ala to Sheikh Saad or Sheikh Muhammad Naeem.